The Gemara on the bottom of Ham and Beis says that the Shiurim are Alachim Moshe Mitzinai. The concept of Shiurim for all Yisurim in the Torah comes from Alachim Moshe Mitzinai. The Gemara asks Akasha, it says, Haki Yotamiz Alachim Moshe Mitzinai, Shiurim Dar Eisenin, with the Chesiv Eretz Chita Vesar Vagavan Vesaino Remine, Eretz Hashem and Udvash, and the Gemara explains that this whole Pasuk is referring to different Shiurim, so we see the Shiurim is from a Pasuk, not from Alachim Moshe Mitzinai. And the Gemara ends up answering that really it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk where the Shiurim are. So really, it is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, the Kra Asmachta Ba'alma. This is only Asmachta Ba'alma, but it's really coming from a Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. Now, I thought the Luchair from here is a very shtaker kasha in the Rambam. It's Yadua, the famous Shitas HaRambam, in his Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam says, the Rambam asks a question. We have something called Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, but yet we know that really all of Tarshav Al-Peh was given the Moshe Mitzinai. So what makes a Halacha Moshe Mitzinai unique, that it's called Halacha Moshe Mitzinai more than any Chelik of Tarshav Al-Peh that was also given the Moshe Mitzinai? And the Rambam answers that there is a fundamental chiluk. He says regular Tarshu Baal Peh, even though it was given the Moshe Mitzinai, but it's something that we could have figured out on our own, either from Svara, from Yidgimel Midas, from a Drasha, from a Remez, we could have figured it out with our own Seichel, either from Svara, from Drasha, or Psukim. That's why it's not called Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But what's unique about Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, every Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is something which it's impossible to figure it out on our own. We can't figure it out in Misvara. We can't figure it out from Drasha. It's not from Ramazim and the Psukim. The only way we could get to this Halacha is through a Kabbalah Moshe Mitzinai. And that's why those things are called Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So the Rambam says clearly what a Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is something which is impossible to figure out Misvara or Mikra from a Drasha or from a Ramaz. Now over here, the Gemara is being made that Shurim are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and yet the Gemara says that there's a Pasuk, which is an Asmachta, to be Meramis to them. This whole Pasuk of Eretz Chita V'Sa'ara. So Lecher, that's a Kasha and Shitas HaRambam, according to the Rambam. If it is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, there's no way that it can have any Remez in the Pasuk. That's what was bothering me in the Rambam. And I thought that perhaps you could say that the Rambam is going L'Shitasa. If you look in the Ritvan, Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Tezayin, Ritva famously talks about the Indian of Asmachta, and the Ritva says, what is an Asmachta? Whenever it says Asmachta in Shas, what does it really mean? Zakhtar Ritva, a Asmachta is the Torah speaking to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah, is being Megalitas, that whatever is Merum is in the Pasuk is something that he really wants. He wants us to be, this is what he wants you to do. But he didn't want to make it a chiyuv. He didn't want to make it binding like a regular chiyuv d'oraisa. So he didn't write it b'feirush. He wrote it by ifen of a remez that it's up to the chachamim to be megalit and decide if they want to do it or not. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly being megal his ratzon that this is something which he likes. That's in and of asmachta. Asmachta is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us through the Torah, through a remez. And then the Ritva says that he's writing this lafuke to go against a different mahalach, a different shita in Asmachta, which is das minus. He says this is a das which is apikursus, and he says there are chachamim who say not like me. They say v'loy kedivei hamefarshim asmachta shu kederech simin shenasu chachamim. Not like those who say that an asmachta is just a simin the chachamim gave. V'loy shekavanus atar lekach, and not that the tar meant that chas v'shalom yishtaka hadavar v'loy yamer shizu das minusi. So the Ritva says there is another Shita in Rishonim who hold that Asmachta is not that the Torah is speaking to us, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. This is not what the Torah meant. It's merely a remez ba'alma. It's a way to, the Chachamim came up with a din and they want to pin it onto some pasuk in the Torah to help you remember it, to be a simon, but it's not bechlal something the Torah ever meant to say. And that the Ritva rejects that pshat. Now, who is the Rishon who says that pshat? So it's Yadua, as the Magia says over here on the bottom, that is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Shita is that's what Asmachta is. It's not the Torah saying it, it's not what the Torah meant. It's merely a way for the Chachamim to pin their din on a word in the Torah to be a remez, to help us remember it, to be a simon ladavar. So Mimela, maybe you could say that the Rambam Lishita says this Kasha is not Shver, because when the Rambam says a Halacha Moshe Mitzinai doesn't have a remez in the Pasuk from a Drasha, he means a Drasha, a real Drasha, a real remez, with the Torah is being a remez to it. The Torah is telling us that this is something we should figure out on our own and do. But an Asmachta is not that, and Asmachta is not the Torah telling us what to do. It's a made-up din from the Chachamim, and we found some Pasuk that we decided as a remez, it could hint, it could be a memory device, help us remember, but this is not the Kavanas HaTorah, so that does not go into what the Rambam is saying, that Ein Lo Remez B'Mikra. Ein Lo Remez B'Mikra means a remez from the Torah, where the Torah is being megala, that this is something it wants us to do. So the Rambam L'Shitasai would be able to work out this sugya, and it's not Shver. And so that's what I thought to say in the Rambam, and then I looked up the Rambam inside in the Hakdam of the Parish Mission, and I realized that I think I was mechavan to the Rambam himself. I think the Rambam Mamash bases his whole Shita on this sugya right over here in Sukkah. And Fakir, this is the Makhet to Shita, and he starts from the Gemara's Kasha, the original Kasha of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Haki to tell me Shurim is halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's Daraisa, the Chesiv Eretz Chita V'Sara. So the Rambam is mother, what's the kasha? Why can't it be halacha Moshe Mesinai? And there could be a pasuk also. Why is that a stira? So the Rambam seems to be learning that the Gemara's kasha gufa was his, what he's been mechadish. That the Gemara's telling me if it's halacha Moshe Mesinai, it can't have a remez in the pasuk. There can't be a drasha. So haki to tell me it's halacha Moshe Mesinai, if the pasuk says Eretz Chita V'Sara V'Chule, that's the kasha of the Gemara. And the Gemara ends up answering, no, lo'olam it's halacha Moshe Mesinai, v'kra asmachta ba'alma. And the pasuk is only an asmach d'balma. What does the Gemara mean to answer? Not like you thought that this is a real drasha and this is a remez to a halacha Moshe Mesinai in the pasuk. No, it's an asmach d'balma. What's an asmach d'balma? It's like the Rambam. An asmach d'balma is, he says, nismcha zeis mitzvah zeh pasuk l'simin kedei she'anoida v'nizkar v'einu minyan hakasev. It's just a way the chachamim pinned it onto the pasuk to help us remember it and know it. But it's not minyan hakasev. It's not what the Torah is really coming to tell us. It's a man-made device to be able to remember it. So that's an astira to being halacha Moshe Mesinai. L'maisa, the halacha Moshe Mesinai has no remez in the pasuk. So the Shitas Rambam works out very well from this sugya. Not only is it not a kasha, but this is the makir of Shitas Rambam that anything which is halacha Moshe Mesinai has no remez or mikra or misvara.